This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Odyssey Wichita Operations Manager Tony Dusing. Welcome to Issues 2025, Tony.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Your very first time is doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, as I made plans to retire, at the end of this year, I got the idea to bring Tony on the Issues program. Over the years, Tony has worked on several of the Odyssey stations in the area of programming. And in those duties, he's worked on many community programs and promotions. So how long have you been in radio now?
Okay, so I started in 83, so over 40 years I have done radio. Yeah.
So what motivated you to seek a career in radio?
So, when I was younger, roller skating in the 80s was big. So I roller skated and worked at the local roller skating rink as a DJ. And we had a private party for a church. And in the church came a morning guy for one of the shows in Wichita I listened to a lot. It was Collins on the radio.
Do Collins.
You remember
Collins? Sure,
okay.
I do. Yeah.
So, and I listened to him a lot. He was on a radio station here in Wichita, and I was funny, and I liked him. And so when he came in, I recognized him right away, and we talked a little bit about radio and things like that. And I DJ'd their party, and I just turned 18, and I remember him leaving, and he said, "Hey, you ever want to get into radio?" And I said, "Oh yeah, I'd love to get into radio." And I remember telling him, "I don't know what to do. I don't know if I have to turn on and off." And he said, "Hey, come talk to us Monday, and we've got a position for you." So basically, they had a weekend shift. A lot of times with these radio stations, and they still today play these top 40 shows from national.
Yeah, on like tape.
Dick Clark,
yeah.
Top 40, Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem, yeah. You bet. And what station was that, Tony?
This was 98, so it was KB98 at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Or super radio, they called it. And so what ended up happening was, those all at that time in the 80s, they all needed studio operators to run them. And so they brought me in, taught me in one weekend how to run it, and that's how I started, part-time.
And you got the bug, huh?
Just was having fun, yeah.
Okay. Now, you flash ahead a few years, because that's where I met you, because I was working at KFH at the time.
That were the sister station, yep.
Yeah, and I want to flash ahead just a few years to KXLK.
Yes.
And we had KFH there too.
Yes, yeah.
And you came over, and what I was getting to is you actually engineered and produced my the talk show I did for a while.
Mac Live.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
What was it, an hour long?
It was an hour long, I believe, at 9 a.m., right? I believe that's when it was.
Yeah. I did the morning show, and then I'd come over here and do that.
Yeah, that's right, because you were doing that. Was it still Mike and Mac?
Was
the show on KXLK, which is now The Buzz, 105 FM. But yeah, that was always fun, and we had different guests that you brought in.
We had some good guests,
Some more interesting than others, but you brought in some cool people.
We just think about it, Tony. How many different formats have you worked in?
Yeah, so when
I've done some music and
music, yeah. When I first started, that was what we call the adult contemporary format, and then we had KFH, which I ended up starting work at KFH, which was doing country.
It's kind of an urban country.
Yeah, urban country, the 80s, urban cowboy. That movie was real big then. And then KXLK, of course, was also kind of a top 40 adult contemporary station.
Right.
And then when we bought KFH, because they wanted an AM, they turned it into an oldies format. And then I started working there, which that was 50s and 60s and some 70s, but 50s, 60s music. And I really didn't know that music very well. And it was all brand new, like new pop songs. And it was all like, this is great stuff. You know, it was before my age kind of stuff.
Sure.
But yeah. And then we eventually got into talk radio in the 90s with KFH. Turned it into, that was a format that started getting big. Rush Limbaugh was already on KNSS, which was not part of our company at the time.
And, yeah.
And so, yeah, we went that direction.
So you basically almost every format.
Yeah, yeah. Sports radio, news talk, and, yeah, the music stations.
I can't match that because I haven't done sports talk, so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. You got to keep up on things on sports talk.
So do you have a favorite format, the one you like the best?
Oh, you know, I don't really. I mean, you know, the music formats are good with the new music because it's always kind of nice to – learn about the artist and the new artist and even the old artist. I mean, I just learned something the other day about Michael Jackson. We play KEY and we play classic hits there.
Yeah.
And I just learned something about Michael Jackson. You know that he was supposed to be at World Trade Center on 9/11. He had a meeting that day and he didn't get on the plane. He had a private plane to get him there. And he didn't go to the meeting because he was up the night before late talking to his mom and overslept. But he was due to be in that 9/11 build, one of those buildings for a meeting. And so I learned things like that, you know, or even the new artists. So the music for it. But I love the news talk and the sports talk. Of course, sports, you know, there's a lot of passion with that and following teams. You know, we're with the Chiefs being so popular nowadays. And then, of course, the news talk. That station, KNSS, has done real well. I mean, your morning show starts it off. And then throughout the day, just... You know, it just everything that happens in the world, we're just talking about it.
You were talking about B98, and I actually, I would do news on KFH. Then I come over and do FM news as well.
Yes.
And at one point, I think that's where we went to Shelley and I went to a Michael Jackson concert at Arrowhead.
Okay. Yes.
It may have been a promotion that we did.
Yes. Yeah. There was, and I was at that concert too. You know, far
and
away.
And what a show!
Yes.
I'm not a big Michael Jackson, but you watched. You could not deny that young man had severe
talent. He was talented.
He was a talented guy. Wow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about other things. When you're working in radio. You went to college, didn't you?
Yeah, Wichita State. I studied broadcast communication. So I first went to Wichita State in the early 80s before the Elliott School of Communication, and they had some basic radio TV courses. So I wanted, I was in radio. I had already started working at
You were in radio. Radio. You, yeah.
And so I went there, and I wasn't really learning any, because I had already learned a lot.
You were learning.
I was already six months in real radio. And so the equipment at Wichita State was old, antiquated. So, you know, I did some other classes and stuff. So I just kind of lost interest. And I thought, you know, okay. And then Elliott School of Communication started in the late 80s. And they were focused on developing news and how to write news. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back and learn that. I want to learn. And I thought, eventually, maybe I'll become a news reporter, TV radio news reporter. I thought that was maybe the direction I'd be going. And so I went back to Elliott School and really had a great time. They have this thing called, at the time they did, I don't know if they do this now, but Studio B, where they did a weekly TV newscast.
TV,
On Channel 13 was cable TV. It was live on TV. And they had producers and to anchors and reporters. And like during the week, we would have to go out and create a story for that newscast.
Wow.
We would have to video, write the story, and of course our instructor would help us with writing and getting better. So, you know, we all got better at story. And I've worked with, for example, I'll mention like Jeff Herndon, who's at Channel 3. There's two or three others that I've worked with that have gone on. There's a guy that's in Dallas that's working TV there. And it's interesting that, you know, some of the people that we went through. But, yeah, so I went there mainly just to learn how to write news.
Did you get a degree?
No, I didn't finish because what
there's still time, Tony.
Well, so what ended up happening is I was there. I probably got about 2 or 3 years into college, and I didn't finish. And I always thought about, well, I'll go back and finish. But I had been I got a full-time job with the radio station with KFH. And then we had at that same time we flipped the KFH oldies to news talk format, said, Tony, we want you to be the program director. And so I was very heavily involved with that. It was just a lot
busy,
of work.
Busy.
You know, and at that time, early 90s, we were actually bringing computers into the studio. So there was software to learn how to program the station, you know, and stuff like that.
Backtrack just a little bit, because we were talking about putting that to TV newscast together.
Yes.
And you did radio newscasts.
Yes.
And contrast that at KMUW. It was a lab.
Yeah. Yes.
For people. They don't do that anymore.
No, and unfortunately they don't. And I've even talked to the people at Wichita State. You know, now Butler Community College, they still have a pretty good program where they're teaching kids, even play-by-play. But yeah, they don't do – they focus more on digital stuff, digital writing and things like that. I wish they would. We used to hire kids that from the Elliott School. Every year I'd get one or two students that would come in. Internship, and then eventually I would say, hey, you're good enough, let's hire you, at least part-time. And maybe they would stay here or they would move on. They'd go to TV, they'd go to another market, so they'd learn the task or the skill here.
I think the best one I ever hired out of KMUW was Janet Neal. Remember Janet?
Yes. Oh, she came from there? Okay,
outstanding.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, she was good. Yep. I remember her working with her, yeah.
Now, an old radio hand once told me, program director's job is the worst job in a radio station. Yeah, yeah. I happen to agree.
You used to do. You were a program director.
I did it a couple of times. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been able to do it pretty well. I mean, but.
Yeah, so the what I like about.
There's a lot to it.
There's a lot to it. You know, of course, you know, you're wanting to make sure the format is successful. And what is successful? Well, people are listening. If people are not listening to the radio station, we're going to change the format. I mean, if we can't fix it. So making sure the format, and in my case, I'm very particular about making the stations, all these five stations we have, three music and two talkers, to sound very professional. I want you to think, whether you're in New York or Wichita, Kansas, the stations are going to sound as professional as possible. I mean, we have the same equipment as they would have in the big markets. And so my thing is, making sure that we go in and out of the breaks correctly, that they sound smooth. You know, sometimes I get frustrated. I'll watch TV, like cable TV, on one of these networks, and they break at weird times, or they come back, and then they're in the middle of a promotional now. It's jarring.
Professional.
And I don't want that. And since we're only doing audio, I want the audio to flow and sound good. And the program director's job is to manage the brand, and it's
manage
the imaging,
brand, and also there are people involved,
and
too.
People involved, yeah. And getting the right
workers, talent,
and exactly, and making sure that.
This is an interruption right there, because this job that you have as operations manager, to clarify what it is your responsibility is. It's for all five radio stations.
It's all five radio stations. You know, it's program director, operations manager for all five stations. So we have a operations manager. I operate and make sure everything on the promotion or the programming side runs correctly, these five stations. And then we have our general manager, who's also in charge of our sales account, which is Tommy Castor, and he takes care of that. And so it's kind of two parts of this company that's in Wichita, where I manage one half and Tommy takes care of the other half, you know. Mm-hmm. So we work together real well, but
You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations. Our guest is Odyssey Wichita operations manager Tony Ducey. Now, tell us about programming stations with multiple network programs.
Yeah.
Such as News Talk.
Yes. Yeah, like KNSS, for example. We run shows that are, we have your local show on, so we produce that completely locally.
Here.
It's
all
done here together, and you've done a great job. I mean, I know you come in the middle of the night when people are sleeping and starting to put that together. And people don't know how much work you put into that. How many hours. I always tell people when we hire, even with our DJs, our music stations, you should put in, for every hour you're on the air, you should put an hour's of prep work in before you go on the air. But anyway,
and it's rarely done.
It is rarely done. It is, you know. And there are things that we have that help with the prep. So, but the national shows, like we have Sean Hannity, for example, he's a guy from Fox News that does a TV show at night, but he also does radio show during the day. through the afternoon.
So what are the networks you use with? You work with Fox.
Yeah. So Fox. There's another network called Premier Radio Network.
Okay.
And they're actually owned by, I'd say our competitor, which is iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
And they're not so much of a competitor. I mean, I love radio. Whether it's our stations or the guys across the street, I always run into people. They're like, oh, I bet you hate those people across the street. No, I love radio. I love it when every radio station is successful and does a great job. But the networks. And for example, on our sports talk station, we're affiliated with what was called CBS. Then they changed the name to Infinity Sports Network, and now they're going to be called the Westwood One Sports Radio Network. So, and it's like ESPN has a network, Fox Sports has a network. So, yeah, working with those people, and it's a little easier with that because I don't have to manage the talent on those, but I really work with a rep on, making sure, we pick and choose the right shows.
You have to coordinate the breaks in there somehow with your computer and
make sure the breaks work right, things like that.
Local commercials on, things like that.
Yep.
And, there's a lot to it.
And there's a lot to choose from. An example for KNSS, there's shows that are on there, and if a show doesn't do well, I've got another show that I can put on.
I'd have one back
then. And I think, hey, this is going to work.
Can we talk about ratings in a general way? I mean, I think they're kind of strict about that. I mean,
Let's
talk about how it works. I mean, how important are ratings to a station?
Yeah, so ratings, I've told people, because sometimes we will change a format or we'll take a talk show host off the air and put somebody else on, and people will call and ask what happened. And I'll say, well, didn't have enough listeners. How do you know? Well, okay, so there's a company called Nielsen, and I think people have heard of Nielsen. They do TV ratings and also radio station ratings. They also do digital ratings. People like to stream and podcast, things like that. So they've gotten into that too.
Yeah.
And they're the ones, they're an independent company. We pay them a high fee and they're accredited by the government. And it's the best thing we have. So what people normally do in a week, what they'll do is they try to get about 2,000 people at one time diaries per week. Okay. And they're filling out these are paper diaries in Wichita. And then they send the diary in. And what the diary is what station did you listen to? So I woke up this morning, I listened to KNSS. Or I could say I listened to Steve and Ted. Or they may not say the call letters.
Or Hot Talk 45.
Yeah, or the 98.7 FM. Yeah.
So that's the methodology.
Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest change in radio over the years? I mean, you got 40 years in the business.
Yeah, computers.
Or more.
Computers.
Now, somebody asked me that the other day. And I said, computers.
It changed a lot.
Exactly.
I've got a picture in my office, and I still haven't hung up, and sometimes people come in, especially radio people, and it's a picture that was made, that was drawn, an artist drew in the 80s. And it was basically a studio, a radio station studio, and had all the reel-to-reel, the board, the microphones, and all that stuff. And I'll point at it and I'll say, what is missing in that picture? And there's not one computer in that picture.
So
basically, computers came in the 90s. We started using them as research or to get the AP news, things like that. And then eventually they're like, well, this could help us run the radio station. Or we, like right now, when you hear a song on the radio, we're not playing a record or a CD, which we used to do, or a cart, which is a tape thing. But we're now playing everything off of computer. All the recorded stuff is from a computer that we're playing, anything that's recorded.
And what you're hearing is not on tape. It's being produced through Adobe Audition.
Yeah, it's a software program. Exactly. We don't have reel-to-reels anymore in the studio, so yeah.
Yeah, the tape days are gone.
Yeah, so, in a way, it's made it easier.
Now and then, though, it's a real challenge.
Yeah.
If you lose something.
Yes, computers. Every computer we have backups. We're running basically two stations for every. So, for instance, we have KEYN music station. We have two KEYNs running. We have the main one that's running, and if something happened there, we can go to the backup computer and start there.
So, when we started in radio, they had something called a carousel, which is a round
took up a lot of space.
Machine, and you put cassette or cartridges in all these different positions, and then you programmed it somehow with a real simple type of a computer with little pins and whatnot.
Yes, yeah.
And that was automation.
Yes.
You didn't have to have an
announcer. I remember
there.
That, yes.
Well, that's the forerunner. A lot of what we do now is done by
that. Yeah, before computers, there was some automation available, too, yes.
Do you have any personal favorite programs now?
Stephen Ted Morning Show.
Well, that goes without saying. That's everybody's favorite.
There you go.
Tony.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys do extremely well. You know, and of course, you know, we lost Rush Limbaugh a few years back. He did really well. He had great ratings in the Wichita. But even like on KFH for a while, before we did Sports Talk, we did what's called a Hot Talk kind of format. And we had Don Imus on. He was very popular. We had another group out of Washington, D.C. called Don and Mike, and they were very popular.
You know, when I was out of radio, I would listen to Don and Mike on the way home. And those guys.
Edgy.
Wow.
But funny.
Funny, yeah.
But edgy. And they got all, you know, and here's the thing, great chemistry. Just like you and Steve and Ted, you and Ted Woodward, great chemistry. And that's hard to find.
It's hard to find. You can't automatically put two people together.
Yeah.
I was talking to you, chemistry is not automatic.
Yeah, yeah. And we have, you know, even younger, we have a station, Power 93.5.
Sure.
It gets the younger, the teenagers, 20-year-olds are listening to that. They play all the new music and hip-hop. And we have a morning show over there, Carla and Cadence, and they do a great job there. They have great chemistry. Every day I come in to work and I can hear them laughing in the studios. They might be off the air and talking with each other, just like, so that's great. I always think that's great that we have that. It's
well,
rare.
I had a consultant tell me one. I hate consultants.
Yeah.
But he had a couple of good things. One of them was, he said he could walk into any radio station in the country.
Yeah.
And just by walking down the hall, he'll know if it's a happening, successful station.
Yeah.
You can feel
get
it.
Get a feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time here, but who are some of the influential people in your life and in your career then?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest. You were one of the influential people. And, you know, when I told you I went to Wichita State, one of the instructors there when I was studying news, two or three times your name came up, and he would sometimes, because he knew I worked with you, he would say, well, how would Steve McIntosh do this?
Really?
Yeah, because I knew some of the scripting and stuff or how to write things, and
who was the instructor? Do you remember?
Jess Huxman. Do you remember Jess Huxman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, real nice guy.
Nice man.
Yeah, real nice guy. Very smart, and he really, really was very good for Elliott School. But yeah, I mean,
in
you
school
know,
though, and, any teachers? Anything?
Yeah, you know, and well, and I've of
Did
course
you go to Southeast by the
yeah,
way.
I went to Southeast. Okay. Yep, Southeast High, where I graduated there. But personalities I worked with in the market, I remember I saw the other day a guy named Greg Gann, who was a DJ at KXLK.
Yeah. He's with the county.
And I remember
now.
When he was the DJ, he was the hot DJ. It was like, oh, wow. You know, I was idolizing him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think a lot of the local, you know, we have, of course, Don, who passed away recently.
Don Hall.
Don Hall.
Dancing Don.
But, yeah.
And you worked with
Jack Oliver, those guys.
Hootermeyer. Yeah. And
Hootermeyer's.
And
I worked with
Carrier,
him. Cecil, Tom
Bruce,
Jordan.
Bruce Hurdle.
Bruce Hurdle. Okay, yeah, Bruce. So, you know what? I worked with Bruce when I first started radio. You and Bruce. Bruce was the sports guy. You know, he had just come out of college. He was the cool sports guy doing Wings
he
radio
was
broadcast.
So cocky. So
he was. He was. But it was like, oh, I like that's Bruce, man. He's cool.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. So it's the local, a lot of the local talent.
What's the toughest part of your work, Tony?
Making the ratings, I think, you know, making sure we're
successful.
The pressure's
always there, right?
Yeah, we want to make sure, you know, we'll say, oh, we had a great, we call it a book. We had a great book. It measures like 3 months at a time. But you know what? Now you look forward and you got to, you know, keep going, you know, and just making sure that you're successful.
What have you done today?
Yeah. Radio is very popular today. Some people think radio is a dying industry. It is not. It's not like newspaper. I'm sorry for newspaper. I wish it was more strong, But yeah, radio is such a great industry, and it's very popular. A lot of people listen to it.
So now you're an old timer.
Yeah.
Looking back on the past, what do you think you're most proud of in your radio career then?
Goodness.
Well, that's hard. That's a tough one.
That
isn't it?
Is tough. I think when we took KFH from the oldies format and we went news talk, we put a bunch of, there was a bunch of bad stuff put on, stuff that was a bit boring. One of the things I've learned over the years, I learned starting about then, is radio is successful if you're not boring and you talk about things people care about. You matter to the people, not boring. Those are, whether it's music or talk radio. And so I was very proud of KFH. We put IMUS on. This was a radio station. We have 35 stations, I think, in this market. It was rated 20th. And it within a year, 2 years, probably 2 years, it was in the top 10. So very successful for that, you know, and I'm very proud that we were able to turn things like
that. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
That around and find stuff that people wanted to listen to, like IMUS in the morning, you know. I mean, for a while, we had G. Gordon Liddy on. You remember him from the Watergate era?
Yeah, Pat Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan was on.
Good guy.
Yeah,
good talent, though.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're almost out of time. And I guess I'll go ahead and retire next year, and we'll do this again. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Tate, this has been a treat. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for asking.
A guy behind the scenes, but there he is, doing a great job. And that's all for our guest today, Odyssey Wichita Operations Manager Tony Dusing. That's all for Issues 2025, and we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.